works. Oh my god. So how long has it been?
Since we hung out or since we recorded one?
Since we recorded one. It's been fucking like
3 months almost.
Really?
Yeah.
We're in May.
Well, we're at the end of May. Isn't your birthday in March? We're at the end of May.
No way. It's barely May 21st.
Oh, it's...
As of today.
Okay, as of today. It's been like 2 months.
2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I feel like it's been so much shorter because when I uploaded the last podcast, it was... I think I uploaded like a month later after the recording.
Yeah, you did.
Because I was fucking stupid.
It doesn't
laggy.
Feel like it was too long ago when you uploaded it. Was it even a month ago? It might have only been like a few weeks.
Well, from the upload, it might have been like 2 weeks. And it sucks because all the things that we were saying in that last podcast, mm-hmm. like information was already out. So when people were listening, they were probably like, what are these idiots? They don't know shit.
Not right.
Unsubscribe. Downvote.
And it sucks too because all the video audio didn't sync up, so we couldn't put any on the video audio. Yeah.
I know, dude. And I was going to use the GoPro again to record this one, mm-hmm. but then I was like, I'm pretty sure the battery's going to die, and I know none of the other batteries are going to be charged.
Yeah.
I want to get a better, like, I guess like a recording camera. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah.
But pretty much this episode's going to be like
improvised.
Improvised podcast from our knowledge because we haven't been taking notes of what's been going on since the last podcast.
Yeah.
So I feel like we will probably talk about stuff that happened last week, 2 months ago, or something. Just basically catch you guys up on what we've been missing out on. But I always say this, but I always want to keep recording every single week mm-hmm. and upload that same week. Does that make sense? Like record, say we record Sunday, I want to upload it Monday.
Yeah.
So like say we're like today is May 21st. Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Monday, so I would like to upload this Tuesday, and then we record again, like, Sunday, and then and then upload it Monday.
Yeah.
And keep it continuously like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or even, like, record it during... So, say we're recording this one today. That wouldn't work. But... you guys get what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to be more consistent with these podcasts, but...
And it's also hard to do when there's, like, no news going on.
Yeah.
Because then it gives us nothing to talk about. Unless we just want to hear us talk.
Yeah, that'll be cool too. Yeah. basically it's going to be improvised. We honestly don't have any notes. We didn't watch any news, nothing. This is probably just going to be thoughts coming to our head. Pretty much going to be listening to what we've been doing because we haven't been hanging out. We haven't seen each other in a while. But other than that, everything's just going to be, I guess it's going to be a pretty random episode. It's not going to be like a set schedule like how we usually do. Like have like movies, TVs. Yeah. Skateboarding, and it ended off with video games.
Yeah,
and
just gonna be jumping around.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, fuck. I thought it was gonna be way bigger, but whatever. Shoot. But
it kind of disappointed me, but...
I know. I felt like it was gonna be big, but it wasn't big. It was a little...
You disappointed me.
It was a little bitch burp, but... But everything's gonna be pretty fucking random, so stick with us if you can or not, but...
We're not too boring.
Yeah. What have you been doing since fucking last
Nothing
time we always
but
hang out?
School. Since it's like finals is coming up, I've just been really busy with that.
That's how I forgot. That's how we should have started the podcast. Yeah, we would have got this podcast out sooner, but...
Mm-hmm. I've just been busy with that, playing guitar, teaching guitar, and skating when I can. I think Saturday was my first time skating in like 2 weeks. Since the last time we hung out, that was my last time skating.
Yeah.
So I've just been really busy with school.
Pretty much same thing, but I don't go to school, but...
So it's completely different.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing, but it's completely different. I haven't been... I think last time you guys heard me, I just came back from Texas. I had a job over there. It was supposed to be like a... It was supposed to be a one-week job, and as soon as we got there, you guys aren't staying 1 week. You guys are pretty much... We're going to need you guys for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, whatever. I don't really care. I did that.
Was it only 2 weeks? It seemed like it was longer than that.
It felt longer. Shit. Fucking worked like a 19-hour shift when I was over there. But we'll get more into that. Like, I don't know. Maybe I should just break down the whole story of what I've been doing. Let me see. What else did I do? I know I went to Texas. I worked on my room, finished up my PC setup and stuff. But
yeah, that looks sick.
Yeah, I really like it. I finally put on my posters and stuff.
It's on Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, it's on Twitter. Follow me at DashEXP. But, yeah, that. I skated a little bit. Oh, I skated that freaking Game of Skate contest.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty cool, but it still kind of sucked because it was so weird because one day I was playing PC with my homies, and I was telling them, I was like, yeah, dude, there's this competition. I signed up today and everything, like, I practiced today. I'm pretty hyped for it. And then that was like around 10. And then 1 in the morning starts, and we're still playing PC. And then I'm like, dang, dude, I should probably get some rest so I could practice some more tomorrow. And so I checked the time. It's 1 in the morning. And I checked the time because the contest was on Saturday, was on a Saturday. And I signed up on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the day I was living on when I was playing PC was Wednesday. And once I checked the time, I was like, no way, dude. It's not fucking Friday. I did not practice for only one day. And then I'm checking everything. I was like, dude, I really only have one day to practice. And my legs are sore as shit from that day I practiced. So then the day I went to the contest, it was like, I didn't go with anybody I knew. I literally knew nobody there whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Like, my legs were sore. Aww. Like, I could not skate whatsoever. Like, I wore them out that day I practiced. Mm-hmm. Like, the top part of my leg, it was stiff the whole time. Ugh. Like, when you would pop and flick to do your trick, mm-hmm. my legs won't, like, be flexible, like, yeah. relaxed to be able to do the trick I'm used to doing.
They're all tight.
So, like, they were just staying stiff. Like, mm-hmm. picture, like, holding your fist and, like holding your hand into the position of a fist tight as you can, mm-hmm. and never letting go.
Yeah.
Like trying to open your hand the whole time. My leg did not want to open. Mm-hmm. It was just so hard. And then I lost like the second round, but, to be fair, like I lost fair. Mm-hmm. It seemed like I didn't really like how it was going to be because I seen everyone that was entering and everyone that entered, it was like, they all had sponsors yeah. already. Mm-hmm. Like they all had like they're all flow on something whatsoever, and it's like, all right, cool, you're set and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why do you gotta like try and enter? Like, why do you gotta like, you already have like kind of like a name for yourself. You're already in that yeah. type of company. Mm-hmm. Like, there's other people here, like not just me myself trying to like show what we're worth, but like there's other people here that would like that opportunity. It's kind of hard. Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to shine when you're already going up against someone that's flow.
Yeah.
That's well-known in skateboarding.
Well, like, the main reason why I feel like they have to do this contest and stuff is their sponsors make them mm-hmm. do contests to mm-hmm. advertise for their companies.
True.
So that's why they do it. But it sucks when they win because if they already have a shoe sponsor, then they don't have anything to do with their shoes, so they just sell them. Mm-hmm. So it's like, really? Yeah. It's like you can't just give them away or something because you already get shoes.
Yeah.
So you can give it to somebody who maybe needs it or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I don't know. That's just my thought on it.
Yeah. That's a, like, to me, like, I don't care because, like, it kind of shows, like, imagine I came out on first and I beat, like, all those people that were flow. Like, yeah. maybe it would have made me shine even more. Mm-hmm. But just knowing, like, the fact that there are people in there still competing with people that don't even have these type of yeah. hookups,
you're like the underdog.
Yeah,
of like the whole.
It makes it harder, more intimidating, mm-hmm. and stuff. But I mean, there could be other reasons why they compete too. It's yeah. not just like I don't know. Obviously, they don't go into the state of mind like I already have sponsors, but I'm still gonna do it anyways.
Yeah,
they obviously mm-hmm. just do it to do it. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of like it's hard to shine.
Yeah, it really.
Does that
is.
Make sense? Mm-hmm. It's like they're already.
I feel like they're used to that kind of like situation.
Yeah,
like having like all the attention on them and stuff mm-hmm. like that, so they're kind of used to it. And then when it's like us, like how often do we skate a contest? Mm-hmm. Like never.
Yeah,
there's never any around us, so mm-hmm. we're kind of like nervous a little bit, or like we're going against people that are like used to the situation.
Yeah, like yeah. But I think overall it's just really hard to shine. Mm-hmm. It's hard to show yourself when there's already people that are well-known, so their eyes are always going to be focused yeah. on them and nobody else, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, but, dude, there was this one guy, and I think he's been to Paulo, and fuck, dude. And he got second place, and I thought he was going to win the whole thing. Dude, he was fucking good.
Really?
Literally 5 times in a row, first try, nollie front three heel.
Wow.
Like, nothing.
That's crazy.
Like, ridiculously nothing, dude. I was like, wow, dude, that's so clean. Like, if I were to lose, I would want to lose to that guy.
Yeah, for real.
But, yeah, during the contest, during that second round, like, my legs did not want to work. I think I lost on, like, full cab heel.
Oh.
But
damn,
I fell.
That's a weird trick.
Yeah. I fell on kind of, like, not, like, easy tricks, but, like, stuff I probably could have landed if I was, like, if I was well, like, not well prepared, but, like, if I skated every day for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I think I messed up on full cab heel, backside flip, backside heel, half cab heel. Like, those seem basic to mm-hmm. us, you know yeah. what I mean? Those would be,
well, not
like,
the full cab heel.
Yeah, not the full cab heel, no. But, yeah, that guy was super cool, though. That guy was really chill.
That's cool.
I did that. That was pretty, overall, it was still pretty fun to experience all those things.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool. And, what else did I do? I know, so yeah, I was in Texas for 2 weeks. That was cool. They had like a little skate park. They had a foam pit.
Oh yeah, I remember you sent me that video.
I know, I wanted to go back, but fuck, every time, like, I always talk about it on the podcast, people are probably annoyed, but fuck, the job that I have, you work so many fucking hours. I have no time to myself whatsoever.
Dude, 19 hours a day, that's nothing. What are you talking
about? That day sucked, but I'm back now. And then I remember one time this other podcast, the Thought Patrol podcast,
mm-hmm.
they were talking about some guy, he was saying that Best Buy fucked him over mm-hmm. on a pre-order for Monster Hunter World.
Yeah,
that he was supposed to get something when you pre-order it, you mm-hmm. get a pre-order bonus, and I think he was talking about getting the Steelbook case if you got it from Best Buy, because he mm-hmm. came with it for free. And he pre-ordered everything, and once he went to go pick it up, they didn't give it to him.
No.
But he called and made sure that he was going to get it, so that's why he pre-ordered it with them.
Yeah.
And he didn't get it, and he was upset with it. I was like, what? No, like, when I heard this, I was like, what? Man, I love Best Buy, though. Like, mm-hmm. you get that 20% off, like, hell yeah. Dude. Fuck Best Buy. No lie, dude. They straight, like, same thing with him. Like, not the same story, but, like, fuck, dude. Best Buy straight fucked me over aww. So hard. So I was in Texas. So like I said, I was supposed to be in Texas for a week, and they made me stay 2 weeks. And when I agreed to go for a week, I was like, okay, so God of War. So say it's a Wednesday, and I was telling myself, I was like, okay, God of War comes out next Friday, and I'm going to be gone for a week, leaving Wednesday. So I'll come back next Wednesday and be 2 days early before God of War comes out. Hell yeah, I'm so down. I'll make a week's worth of money. And I'll have God of War as soon as I come back.
Yeah.
And then, so I was like, okay, hell yeah. So obviously I told you guys already that the day of the job, when we flew in to check it out. And usually when you fly in to check out the job site, like, you just go look at what you're going to do, go to the hotel, rest up, and then next day you work. No, we went to the job site and they made us work on the fucking,
wow.
Like right then and there, we're like, okay, whatever. It's like, I guess, mm-hmm.
Sounds like, so then, you're a doctor. Like when yeah. you get to a hospital, they automatically have you start working. You're like, okay.
Yeah, it was weird, but I mean, it wasn't hard, but I don't know. But so we got there the day of, and they said, yeah, we're gonna need you guys for 2 weeks, and we're like, all right, whatever. So I was like, fuck, I'm not gonna be able to pick up my God of War pre-order. Maybe my girlfriend could pick it up, and I get my girlfriend the receipt before I left.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, dude, I got a burp, but it doesn't want to come out. So I asked her if she could pick it up, and she was like, yeah, but I was like, all right, just let me call Best Buy to make sure it's okay, because it says that I have to pick it up, but it says I could change who to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I called and asked. I was like, yeah, so I'm not going to be home to pick up my pre-order. Is it okay if my girlfriend picks it up, or my brother or something? And they're like, yeah, we could do that, but I mean, we could hold it a couple of extra days for you. I was like, yeah, but I'd rather my girlfriend pick it up right then and there, just so it's so much easier. And they're like, okay, well, we'll see what we can do. And for some reason, they couldn't do it, like, over the phone. I was like,
that's weird.
Yeah, but on the website, it says that they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, either you guys could do it or not. Like, the website says you guys can
either
do it.
Either you're wrong or the website's wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. It was fucking weird. It was, I don't know. But I was like, well, I mean, I guess, how long can you guys hold it for? Because I won't be back till like, the 25th. And then,
we can hold it till the 24th.
They're like, yeah, well, after the pre-order date releases, we hold it up till 7 days. So God of War came out at 420. Mm-hmm. They should have held it for 427.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, all right, cool, whatever, thanks. And then they put my name on it and everything. They're holding it. And a couple of days before the release date, I called again and made sure that my shit was being held. I was like, yeah, you guys are going to hold it for me, blah, blah. Okay, cool. And then the day before God of War came out, I called and asked. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to be able to pick it up. So if you guys could hold it a little bit later, then okay, cool. They're like, oh, okay, we got that all settled and ready for you, Carlos. I was like, all right, cool. The day it came out, I called and said, all right, so you guys are going to be holding it for me, right? And they said, yes. Okay, cool. The day after it came out, I was like, okay, you guys are still holding it? All right, cool, great. I'll be there Wednesday. And then that was the last time I called them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the day I get home, like, so it's Wednesday. To make it even worse, they're going to make me wait another week. They're going to make me charge another week's worth of work. Oh, they're going to say, God, instead of 2 weeks, they're going to be like, yeah, can you stay an extra week? And like, if I knew I was going to get fucked over by Best Buy, I would have done it.
Yeah.
Okay? But I was like, no, I want to play God of War. I want to hang out with my dog. I want to go home and be with my friends. I only wanted to be here for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I already staying 2 weeks. And I was going to do the third week because they're going to shoot me an extra $10 of my pay just for that extra week.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know what? Nah, like, no money is worth, like... Obviously, I'm talking about fucking video games, but obviously, like, during that time, like, I was working a shit ton of hours, so many, because they were, like, so behind on the tools whatsoever, and I was like, no, no money is worth the price, like, of, like, being of happy.
Dying.
No, like, no money is worth the price of happiness, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, even a 10 extra dollar raise,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So, I was like, nah, it's cool, I'm just gonna go home, like, it's easy work, like, I don't know, it was really easy. We were getting to a point like they had to catch up to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but their tools are still late. Yeah, it was weird. But so I was like, either stay and suffer working 12 hours doing nothing,
mm-hmm.
making easy money for doing nothing, or just go home and play God of War and be happy. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll just go home.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday morning, my flight's here. I go to the Uber, everything. And I'm all happy, dude. I was like, my happiness was at 1,000% when I was leaving. I was like, heck yeah, I'm going to pick up God of War. Gonna play, hell yeah, dude, it's gonna be so good. Happiness 1,000%. The whole plane ride I was watching fucking Fairy Tale.
Mm-hmm.
And so my happiness is 1,000%. I get off my plane, I'm waiting for my friend to pick me up from the airport, and I'm still happy. I'm like, hell yeah, dude, whatsoever. And my friend was like, you want me to take you to go get God of War? I was like, hell yeah, dude, let's go get it right now. And then he takes me to, first we go, it's Wednesday. Every Wednesday, comic book store always has brand new comics, and they have some comic books waiting for me, so I go there first. He takes me there first, so I pick up my new comic books, and then we go to Best Buy after, and I was pretty hyped. I was like, heck yeah, dude, God of War today, not at work, new comic books, let's go. And then as soon as I get to Best Buy, man, it seemed like some shady-ass shit, and I don't know why I didn't have, like, not like the courage, but I guess the audacity to say something about what they were doing.
Uh-huh.
Like, it didn't come to my head. I was just like, I was more focused on why I wasn't getting what I was supposed to be getting that day.
Mm-hmm.
It was so ridiculous, and it got me, like, what happened at Best Buy? My happiness, like I said, was at 1,000%. That shit dropped me to -1,000.
Oh my God.
Negative, not even zero, dude. -1,000, dude. I was like, bummed, pissed, confused. Like, it was just, the situation was just so ridiculous, and they did not like either I can't really blame them, because they, I don't know, it was just so weird. Like, so I go to pick it up and everything, right? And I show them my pre-order, and they're like, yeah, we have your pre-order right here. And then, like, it was just so weird. Like, they were taking so long to bring it up, and I was like, like, why is it taking so long? You're like, you guys have, like, five of the things right there, because I ordered the collector's edition.
Mm-hmm.
And they had five of them right there, and they have like, a price thing on it, like, where they scan the bar for pickup orders.
Yeah,
like, and it has your name on it. Yeah, mm-hmm. has your name on it. And he was bringing one down, and they have your name on it, but I couldn't see my name because it's printed on, like, digitally.
Mm-hmm.
And he was bringing it to me, and then some guy calls him back, and he puts it right there. And he's like, yeah, dude, we don't have it no more. And then I was like in my head, that just, like, fucking, like, cleared my head. I was like, how do you not have it no more? Like, you guys told me you guys are gonna hold it for a week.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, do you know who you talked to? I was like, no, I called about like 8 times making sure you guys were holding it for me. And you guys say you guys are gonna hold it for me for a week. And it's only been 5 days since the thing was over.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, well, we give up pre-orders after 4 days of holding.
What the hell?
And I was like, yeah, but that's not what the lady said on the phone. And they're like, well, do you know who you're talking to? I was like, no, I just told you. I talked to like 8 different fucking people. Like, you think I'm gonna remember all their names or even bother to ask? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. To me, like, I feel like customer service, like, your word should be taken for, and that's what I did. I took their word.
That's their job, yeah.
Yeah, they're like,
to know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I took their word for it, and they didn't fucking hold their fucking end of the deal.
Mm.
So I didn't get my shit, and then they were like, well, the only thing we can do is if one of these orders gets canceled, you're obviously the first person on the list because everyone else got theirs. So we'll call you first if no one picks up theirs. And I was like, yeah, but today's the last day, right? And I went as soon as they opened.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, so I got to wait like what? A whole fucking 11 hours till you guys close and then hope and pray to God tomorrow I get my own?
Yeah.
No, dude, that's bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, I called and asked, like, this just sucks. Like, I was just literally telling them, like, yeah, this just fucking sucks. Like, whatever. It's like, I mean, I guess I'll just wait till tomorrow and hope what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, it was so weird because, literally across the street from Best Buy was GameStop, and Miguel was there with me. I was arguing to him for like an hour about this, and then they called the manager. It was just so dumb. Like, I was just so over it. And then once me and Miguel left, I was like, you know what, dude? Like, ah, man, dude, it sucked because like, I could have got another one. The thing about Best Buy, I like ordering from Best Buy is that you get 20% off.
Yeah,
the God of War thing was $150,
mm-hmm.
and with 20% off, it was $120.
Okay.
So you saved $30, so mm-hmm. that was really cool. But then I was like, fuck, what was I thinking? I was like, well, dude, let's just go. If you want, take me to a GameStop. I want to see if they have one. Like, it's 5 days after the release date. I doubt they'll have one, whatever's.
Mm-hmm.
I go to GameStop, and I was like, dude, if they have one, fuck it, dude, I'm just gonna buy it full price. Like, I don't even like, fuck it, whatever's. Like, at least I'll get what I'm getting for.
Mm-hmm.
Then going back to Best Buy and getting fucked over by these people, like, it was just some shady shit. Like, he was bringing me the fucking thing and he didn't give it to me.
Yeah,
it was weird. That didn't make sense.
Really weird.
It's like me bringing you a water bottle right now, uh-huh. and putting it off to the side and saying, yeah, I don't have any more water. I don't have any more water, dude.
It's like, what about that?
Like, no, clear that, as day.
There. That's not there.
What clear, dude. It was retarded. But so I go to GameStop and I talk to the guy. I was like, yeah, I was wondering if you guys got any more Stonemason God of War Collector's Editions. He was like, you know what, dude? We literally only have one more left. Let me go get it for you. And then, what? Like... And then I was still iffy about it because, like, check Best Buy's website and it says they still have it. So I can still get it for $120 and they ship it to my house
mm-hmm.
online. And then I was like, you know what? Nah, I'm fuck it, whatever. I'm just going to get this one so I just go home and play it right now.
Yeah.
And then so, like, he brought it out. I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's do it. And I bought it right then and there. My friend took me back to Best Buy. I was like, yeah, just give me my fucking money. Like, fuck you guys. Like, it was so shady.
That sucks.
Another thing that didn't make sense either was that after we left Best Buy, I was like, how did my pre-order get away when there was other ones sitting there?
Mm-hmm.
A four-day thing, but mine got away?
Yeah.
That did not make sense. Mm-hmm. Right after the whole thing was over, I was like, that was so fucking stupid. But, I mean, in the end, I got the game. I got what I wanted. But just going through that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
So that day started off me being happy 1,000%. The Best Buy incident, -1,000. GameStop coming in clutch, I was at zero. I was just neutral.
Well, at least you'll have a memory of that game forever now. Did you think about like writing to Best Buy and telling them about the situation? Maybe they can do something?
No, I didn't think about it, but... Dude, it was just
so dumb.
Well,
I mean, you still could, I think.
Yeah, I'll probably see what happens. But, I mean, at this point, I'm honestly just over it.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I don't even go to that Best Buy anymore.
Well, I wouldn't
I go to the Rancho.
Yeah, I want to do that. I want to go to that one.
Yeah, dude, I was just so bummed. But, like I said, in the end of the day, I still have God of War. Mm-hmm. I've been playing that game a lot. That game's fucking good. And I think I'm playing really fucking slow.
Oh, really?
Because I think I put like 20 hours, and I was barely like at 5% of the game.
Oh my god.
Just because I'm exploring everything, mm-hmm. looking at everything.
That's what you did with
It's a beautiful ass game, dude.
That's what you did with Zelda too.
Oh yeah, that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. But God of War, fuck, dude. I got to this one point. During God of War, I kind of fall asleep while playing. Mm-hmm. Like, not from boredom, but, like, the Greek mythology that they talk about is, like, I'm learning all these things. And when I learn something, I fall asleep.
Really?
Yeah, like, as I'm learning information, it's like, fuck, this is so cool. Mm-hmm. And then I'm learning all these new things. And I was like, all right, after this thing, I'm just going to go straight to bed. And after that one thing happened, fuck, that got me so hyped. They got to this one part, they're like, yeah, I'm gonna need to dig up my past. And I was like, oh shit, I know what he's talking about. And then, like, I instantly woke up. I was like, all right, I'm just gonna do this part really quick. And I was like, no way. And as soon as I got to that part, I was like, you know, I'm not tired anymore. I'm gonna keep on.
Oh my god!
I think I played for like another 4 hours after that.
Oh my god!
Yeah, before that, I was playing for like 3 hours straight, and I got to that part. I was like, "Yeah, I'll keep playing a little bit more." I played like probably like 9 hours that day.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of God of War, and
I love that game.
I've been playing a shit ton of Fortnite.
Oh, really?
Like, a shit ton.
I didn't know that you played that.
Yeah, dude, it's so weird. Like, one day, I was just like, man, Fabian, Chris, and Nate are playing. I mean, I already had it downloaded. I'll just fucking play. And we were playing on PlayStation. And then I was getting used to it. I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. Like, I didn't really like the idea of it because I was like, I don't like the idea of bootleg.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to watch a movie, like, so say Infinity War. Do you really want to watch Infinity War bootleg?
Nobody does.
In shitty versions, but they still make it, and they still leak it shitty? It's like, no, I wouldn't even risk it. I want to see that movie in good quality, something that's not going to fucking break during half of the movie whatsoever. Like, I remember my friends would tell me they would get bootlegs from Mexico, and they said they play it once, and it'll never work after that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've only had one of those bootlegs.
Really?
Yeah.
But, yeah, like... I always thought Fortnite was like a bootleg version of PUBG.
Because like, it's free too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's free. Mm-hmm. And PUBG was like the original. I guess I wouldn't say original because a lot of people say H1Z1 was the original of Battle Royale, but it was zombies mode.
Yeah.
But PUBG like upped the ramps up for it. Mm-hmm. So I liked that version better. And I always stick to that version. I was like, you want to play Fortnite? Nah, I'm playing PUBG. And then I always thought about it. And I was like, yeah, I feel like Fortnite's just, like, they copied everything from PUBG. I don't want to play that shit. Like, that's whack.
Yeah.
Like, they could have just created their own thing, but they didn't. And I thought about it. I was like, yeah, but it's like Team Deathmatch. Mm-hmm. Everybody has Team Deathmatch. Yeah. Does it really matter who started it? And then...
One might be first person, or one might be third person.
So yeah. That's the difference. And then I was like, Battle Royale is going to go around every single game system. Black Ops 4 is going to have Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
And then, I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know what? I was going to give it a try. And I played with them that night, and man, I was so wrong.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking completely different from PUBG. It's almost the same idea, the circle, the bus, the circled area where you have to be all times, get away from the fucking the storm or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the way you play is completely different, and I'm having a really good time with it. I didn't think I was going to like it this much, but fuck, it's really fucking good. And it was crazy because when I went to go see Infinity War, I was talking to my cousins about it, and my cousins were all into it. I was like, you guys play Fortnite? Man, that's so gay. And then my cousin was like, see, I told you that shit's gay. And he was like, nah, dude, not if you get the battle pass. And he was like, oh, you're going to pay $10 to do challenges that you could just do on your own? I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you pay $10 for, like, they have seasons, like challenge seasons.
Uh-huh.
And if you pay $10, you unlock, like 100 levels, but you had to earn those levels. 100 levels worth of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like, you get, like, new skins, like, new... Like, just a bunch of new stuff, like, emotes and stuff.
It's kind
of
like a loot crate.
Yeah, loot crate thing, but you could see what you're going to earn once you hit that level.
Oh, okay.
But you had to pay $10 to be able to be able to participate in those challenges. But for sure, you pay the $10, but you have... I think it's, like... I think it's 66 days. Mm-hmm. Once it starts, you have 66 days to complete 100 tiers.
Okay.
And I think if you don't do all the 100, you don't get nothing further.
Oh, really?
So it's like you pay $10. But it's really easy, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I bought it, and I think I'm like on tier like 25.
Okay.
And there's still like 50 days.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know. It's just kind of cool. I don't know. I like the idea of like not like buying something, but like playing for the challenges, because it gives you weekly challenges. So mm-hmm. week one, you get 10 challenges.
It's kind of like a gamble kind of thing.
Yeah. Each tier is unlocked by unlocking stars for it. So okay. each tier is 10 stars.
Mm-hmm.
So 10 times 100, that's 1,000 stars.
Yeah.
And each week, you get 7 challenges. And each, it comes with, it's not 7, it's like 10 challenges. Say 7 challenges are each 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
So 7 times 5, that's 35 stars. That's 3.5 tiers.
Okay.
And the last 3 are hard challenges, and those are worth 10 stars each. So those are worth a tier each.
Oh, okay.
And then they have daily challenges on top of that where you earn more stars, so you don't run out of things to earn the stars.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty cool. So you, there's always a chance for you to get to that level 100 tier
mm-hmm.
when you pay the $10.
Okay.
It's honestly up to you on how much you want to play
yeah.
and do the challenges if you want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to buy the season pass to play.
Yeah.
It's just more fun, I guess. Mm-hmm. To me, it is.
It's like DLC kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of like DLC. But, yeah, so I've been playing a shit ton of Fortnite, and once I was playing with on PlayStation with my homies Nate, Chris, and Fabian, when I played, I was like, oh, dang, this is pretty fun. We played a couple more games. I was like, fuck, like, I got really fucking hooked on this. And then I was like, I literally played like 10 games on PlayStation, and I have not got a kill. But I thought it was still fun.
Oh, my
fun.
God.
And literally, the first game I play on PC,
uh-huh.
I was like, dude, this I'm gonna be like, shit. The first game I played on PC, I got 4 kills, and we won
oh.
the match.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That shit was so sick. I was like, dang, dude, I can't believe that really just happened right now. Like, the first game that I played on PC, we won. I got 4 kills. I got a bunch of loot. I was like, you know, I'm going to buy the Battle Pass.
See, PC's better.
Yeah, dude. Like, no, for real. Like, dead ass, like, I feel so much better on PC than PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
I literally played the PlayStation Fortnite, like, 2 days ago.
No kills again.
I died instantly by some guy that used an axe.
What the hell?
And I had a shotgun, but I couldn't equip to it fast enough because I was like, oh, fuck, wow. How do I do it again? Because usually when I'm doing it, I just scroll the wheel and I'm just right there with my gun.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, fuck, it's so much easier. But yeah, I've been playing a shit ton of Fortnite. Fuck, boy, was I wrong about that game. I can see why people are addicted to it. I seen this one guy, like everyone talks about him, his name's Ninja.
Mm-hmm. I think I heard about
dude.
That.
He does some pretty fucking stupid clean kills.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Like, there's this fucking thing. It's called a launch pad. You jump on it. It boosts you up. Fuck, dude. It was ridiculous. Like, some guy's building a base right across from him. Like, a whole team.
Yeah.
And it's him and his partner. Just one other guy. But it's, like, against 3 other people across. He puts the launch pad on his base. He jumps over there to his base. He's falling straight from the sky, straight down.
Uh-huh.
He shoots the opponent with a headshot, gets him down, turns around, shoots the other guy, and fucking jumps all the way down to the grass floor and shoots the other guy, and they're all dead.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that's
stupid.
Like a Hitman.
Yeah, dude. It was so clean. I was like, wow. Like, it's way harder than it sounds to do than
that's
it sounds.
Insane.
It was fucking stupid, but yeah, that game, fuck. I'm playing a shit ton of that game.
I haven't played any video games at all.
You say you bought Fallout?
Yeah, I'm waiting for that to come in well.
That one's gonna be sick.
If I have time, hopefully I'll be able to play it.
I know, right? Fuck. Yeah, all I've been playing was God of War, Fortnite. What else has came out?
I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much
nothing
that's
good.
It. Oh, that's another thing too. Freaking out. So Best Buy fucked me over. Speaking of pre-ordering stuff, all you guys probably have heard the Spider-Man Collector's Edition.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that thing looks so clean. Oh, my God.
It comes
God.
With a statue, right?
Yeah, it comes with a big-ass statue. And they didn't show the bottom half of the statue because it says it contains spoilers, so they'll release it when they think it's ready to be released, the bottom half of it. And fuck, the pose that Spider-Man's in, it looks like he's ready to punch the guy in the face, like with his fist, obviously punch. But
yeah.
but so I pre-ordered that through Best Buy, and I was like, Yeah, you know, I better make sure I have a fucking backup pre-order. I wouldn't go pre-order at GameStop too, but I can't wait for that fucking game. Yeah, it has a release date, September 7th. Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude, that game is gonna be so great.
I really hope that it has a long story.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be short.
That's what I feel too, because like I don't want to get it and then have a short story mode and then be done with it in like a week and then have nothing else to do with it. Like, I'm sure it has like more like exploration, like secret like side missions like Batman does, but I just hope that it has a lot of gameplay into it.
Yeah, I feel it.
For its price value.
Yeah, yeah, true. For $60, like, I mean, for how long I'm playing God of War, and they say God of War is like a pretty like average story. Like, I think they say God of War is like a 20-hour story game.
Okay, yeah, I was.
And
about
I
to
put
say.
20 hours in. I haven't even beat it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I know I put 20 hours in that game already.
That looks like a good exploration game though, because like you're all in the foresty kind of areas mm-hmm. and stuff, and in the mountains mm-hmm. and stuff. Spider-Man, I'm sure it has a good exploration, but you're just in a city.
Yeah,
like.
Like, what are you going to do, deliver pizzas like Spider-Man 2?
Yeah, that was actually
I know,
really fun.
Dude, that
I
thing was
that
sick.
Part. That was, like, my favorite thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm hoping at least, like, a minimum 20 hours.
Yeah, 20-hour story, yeah. I mean, I would, like... I don't know, like, I feel like we talked, like, we always talk about it, but... Like, I wouldn't mind, like, an amazing, like, 20 I always want to say 20-minute. 20-hour story... And have like side missions of other bosses. Like, yeah. Does that make sense?
Like Batman.
Yeah, like Batman, like yeah. like the Riddler or whatever.
Just make your games like Batman, everybody.
But they're saying that after Spider-Man comes out, that superhero games have a new competitor. Like,
oh really?
It's gonna be higher than rating stuff to Batman. You're gonna be rating stuff to Spider-Man now.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like it's hard because I feel like the only superhero game that came out is only Batman.
Yeah, and that game. Seriously, Batman's always going to be my top favorite game.
Yeah, I feel... Well, yeah. I think the Batman style, like...
I can always go back and play them. Mm-hmm, like, there's so not very smooth. Many games that I can beat, like, multiple times and then go back and play them again.
I think it's the Rocksteady NetherRealm style of mm-hmm, combat. Because yeah. they both do Batman and Shadow War.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shadow of fucking... Fuck. And, Shadow Mordor.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, dude, I gotta play that game too. Mm-hmm. I still gotta beat it. I have it for PC. I bought it the day it came out. Played like 3 hours and said, okay, I'm gonna play Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh.
I never went back to it, but for sure, like, fuck, dude, I just can't wait for that Spider-Man game.
Yeah, it looks brutal.
It's good. Been, like, fucking overdue for a Spider-Man game.
A good one.
Yeah. Like, what was the newest one? Amazing Spider-Man 2?
I never played that one, but me I know neither. People hated that game.
Yeah. Like, I played Amazing action. I played Amazing Spider-Man 1. That one was
fun.
Yeah,
it was
cool.
Because it kind of had Batman-style mm-hmm. fighting in it.
I mean, it was cool because it's Spider-Man, but mm-hmm. that's pretty much it. Like, yeah. the story was, whatever.
I thought it was cool that they continued on, like, after mm-hmm. the movie.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
Like, I think my favorite Spider-Man game is Shattered Dimensions.
Shattered Dimensions, I haven't played much of that one, but I played a little bit of it, and it looks so cool, because it's all the different universes.
It's so awesome, because, like, the main character is Mysterio,
mm-hmm.
and the main villain
yeah.
is Mysterio, and he's fucking with the timeline. Mm-hmm. So each level is, like, you would be Peter Parker, then Black Suit's Peter Parker,
mm-hmm.
and then Spider-Man Noir,
mm-hmm.
and then Spider-Man 2099. And it'll just keep repeating like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
So, like, they all keep connecting together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, in the final fight, it's so dope because, like, you're fighting Mysterio. And you would jump from what platform? Fight, like, many bad guys as, like, regular Peter Parker. Jump to another platform and your black suit.
Oh, that's
jump from
cool.
another platform and your another suit. Dude, it was so sick.
That's really cool. I should get that game.
Dude, they don't make it anymore. Like, they don't... Like, they took it off the Steam store, Xbox Live store, PlayStation 3 store. So, like, you had to get a hard copy, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
I still have it on my Xbox 360.
Oh, that's cool.
Because my friend bought it, but...
I'm sure it's probably cheap on PS3.
I want to find it on PC. Imagine playing on PC.
That'd be cool.
Like, fuck. I should have bought it because they were on sale, too, and before they took it off.
When did they take them off?
Like, last year? Last year or 2 years ago? Early 2 years ago.
Okay.
It was, like, around... It kind of happened like how Alan Wake got taken off.
Yeah, I was about to say, it was like that same time.
Yeah, but speaking of Spider-Man, there was like some like leaks or rumors that Jake Gyllenhaal is going to play as Mysterio in the next Spider-Man Homecoming movie.
Yeah, that'd be
Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man movie. But yeah,
Spider-Man Homecoming Part 2.
Yeah, they already said that it's not going to take place in New York. It's going to take place somewhere else around the Earth.
Oh, okay.
From the events of, I'm guessing, Infinity War. Uh-huh. If you haven't seen Infinity War, then we won't spoil nothing.
Yeah.
But
spoiler alert.
No spoilers. That's probably what I was going to say. Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal is rumored to play Mysterio.
I haven't seen that guy play in anything in forever.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the last thing I saw was Southpaw. And that movie was pretty good. That came out like 3 years ago, that maybe? One.
That's a while for an actor, though.
Yeah, but that's like from me looking for Jake Gyllenhaal. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's probably played something new.
That last movie that I watched, I can't remember what it's called, but he's like on a train and his life keeps on going back to the same situation like over and over again.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That one's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It was like something Hawkeye or something like that, or mm-hmm. Bird's Eye or something. I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, that movie was fucking weird. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw a part of it.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. But I was thinking to myself, I was like, obviously Mysterio has a fucking big ass fucking astronaut helmet around his fucking neck, or fishbowl, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. And you won't be able to see Jake Gyllenhaal's face.
I know, I was saying that
too. And I was like, because I don't think he has, but then again, I haven't seen Mysterio's face.
Yeah.
So I don't think he could play the part, but I feel like he looks like he could play a cool ass Kraven.
Oh, yeah.
Kraven the Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine they send off Spider-Man, like, in the fucking jungle or whatever.
That one guy that they have, I think that's supposed to play as Scorpion.
Oh, yeah, that Mexican dude?
I think he would have been a perfect Kraven. Because he looks like he's a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
The one from Far Cry 3. Mm-hmm. I can't think of his name. I feel like he would be a good Kraven. Because he has, like, a scar, like, on his eyebrow and stuff like that. And just, like, his face structure.
Mm-hmm. True. Yeah, like, fuck, but I've been waiting for a Mysterio movie for so long. Like, he's not my favorite Spider-Man villain, but it's just like he seems the more interesting villain portray as a fucking villain.
Okay.
God, I couldn't say it. I can't say sentences, but you guys get what I mean. But I'm pretty hyped. If it happens, it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, cool. Like, they know what they're doing. You know what I mean? It's like Sony and Disney put together now, mm-hmm. so it's pretty cool. And do you see that tweet Stan Lee tweeted?
The one about Tom Holland?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Like, hopefully it shuts people up, but people that hate
him. Are people still hating on him?
I don't know.
Because there's no reason to.
I feel like there should have been a reason at all.
Best thing, just watch an interview with him, and he seems like the coolest person ever.
Yeah, he seems so
chill. The whole cast of the Avengers, like all the Marvel movies, mm-hmm. all those guys seem awesome.
Yeah. That was dude.
They all act like they do in the movies, like in real life.
Mm-hmm. Like, they don't seem like dicks in person.
Yeah, like Robert Downey Jr. acts like Tony Stark. Like, he just jokes around like mm-hmm. he's like super sarcastic and everything.
Oh, that's another thing. Talking about like people like not acting the same. It's like, so Han Solo comes out this Friday mm-hmm. as we're recording this. And it got like, I think it got like 7.5 rating on IGN.
And, like a little above average.
Yeah.
Like, good.
And I seen, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, the main character, Han Solo, the actor, went to go do that interview shit, whatever you want to call it. And he told him something. He asked him, he was like, yeah, when you met with Harrison Ford, like, did he give you any advice or whatever? And what he said made so much sense to me. Like, it made me not care for the movie as much as I do now.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought, like, dang, this character doesn't look like this movie's gonna be good.
Yeah.
The Han Solo's movie not gonna be good. And after what he says, it made me like, dang, like, I really shouldn't care how this movie goes. Because, like, he asked him, so did Harrison Ford give you any tips on being Han Solo or whatever? And then he was like, yeah, he literally just said this. He was like, if anybody asks if I gave you any tips, just tell him, yeah, you told me all you need. And that was the only thing he told me. That's what he said. And that's then funny. I was like, dang, like, that's crazy. Like, and then after he said that, he said something else, sort of like, he was like, yeah, it's so weird. Like, Harrison Ford playing, like, portraying a significant role as Han Solo, like, the greatest character of Star Wars mm-hmm. whatsoever. And it seems like he doesn't care for that character whatsoever.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He's probably like the most, like, he seems like he cares the less about Star Wars the most out of everyone that played in the Star Wars films.
Because I think what I've heard him say is, like, that's what he's known for, is that one character. And nobody wants to be known for just one character their whole life. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody, like, it's like being a musician and you have one good song.
And they only want
to
hear that song.
And they always come up to you and talk to you about that one song. It's like, dude.
Yeah.
Talk about something else that I did. Like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah, that's what I... Well, that's what I thought, too. I was like, yeah, like, I get where he's coming from. And if Harrison Ford doesn't care, like... Not doesn't care. I'm pretty sure he does care. Mm-hmm. But, like, if it seems... Like, it seems like he doesn't give a shit about Star Wars. Like, he's just like, yeah, Star Wars is whatever's.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that I don't like it, but it's not like I love it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, if he feels like that, it's like, I should go in to see that movie with my own mindset saying, you know what? I'm gonna give this guy a chance. Mm-hmm. What can go wrong?
Yeah.
If Harrison Ford gives him the okay, I'm gonna give this food an okay too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If Harrison Ford doesn't care about, like, not doesn't care, but, like, I keep saying doesn't care. He does care, but, like, it just doesn't seem like that.
Mm-hmm.
If Harrison Ford feels that way, then it's like, then I shouldn't judge on how this guy's gonna be. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I'm pretty hyped to go see it this Friday.
Yeah.
It's gonna be pretty... I mean, I'm pretty hyped for it.
Mm-hmm.
Looks pretty cool.
I'm iffy about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't really have a Star Wars feel to me. Like, watching the trailer and stuff.
I'm just, like, I'm just more hyped on seeing something else, I guess, like, besides...
the main story.
Besides the stupid trilogy they have going on. Mm-hmm. The newest trilogy they have going on. Like, I like Rogue One. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, was it... I don't think it was, like, amazing. It was good. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how I think about this one, the Han Solo one's going to be.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. I mean, that's
I don't think it's going to be stupid bad.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be stupid bad either. It just... I don't know. Like, just watching the trailer and stuff, it didn't get me hyped up, really. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe, like I said, I have to see it to judge it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Trailers don't really tell the whole story.
Yeah.
Some people do judge movies based off like that, but...
I kind of do. Depending on what the movie is about, if it's something that I don't know anything about, or if I watch a trailer and nothing in it makes me laugh, I'm just like, I don't know.
Like, I just seen the newest Purge trailer.
Oh, God. I can't believe they're making another one of those.
Dude, I don't know how these movies get fucking funded.
I don't
know either. Oh, my God. Like, I don't know. I think they're so dumb, but...
They're really dumb.
This one, like, when I seen this trailer, like, it's honestly going to be probably different from the other ones. I haven't seen the other ones, but this one looks completely different.
Oh, really?
I'm not saying that I'm going to go see it.
This is like a prequel, isn't it?
No, I think it's the newest one. Like newest in their timeline.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be the very first Purge.
No, this is going to be...
That's what I heard.
I think... Like I said, I don't know how the story is, but they say in the trailer that it's going to be the first Purge, but I'm assuming from the way things are, it's going to be the first Purge that they've had in years.
Oh, okay.
And what they're doing is, from the way the trailer explains it, when the Purge happens, they're sending in ex-military forces to dress up and kill everybody, to wipe out...
Oh, really?
Bust the fucking Thanos, but use guns.
Oh, okay.
And wipe out half of the city to... like survive or whatever. And I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting, but it's still a stupid, like, fucking idea. Like,
Infinity War already did it.
Yeah, dude, pretty much.
ABD.
But yeah, that I don't know how stupid movies get funded, but
because people
like
are
fucking
stupid.
Truth or Dare.
Oh my God,
that movie looks so bad. Ridiculously, like, oh my God. But we're not here to fucking rant on negative movies, but
yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, we're here to give our opinion.
What the fuck were we talking about before?
We're talking about Han Solo.
Han Solo. Oh, yeah, we're talking about...
Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man, Tom Holland, Han Solo, and...
video games.
Yeah, video games. Like I said, this podcast is going to be fucking random. Like, this just came to my fucking head. You know the original Teen Titans?
Yeah.
Like, not Teen Titans Go, like Teen Titans.
I've never watched anything of Teen Titans Go.
So no lie, dude. They come out with the... well, fuck. Now I gotta trace back. Fucking Teen Titans Go is coming out with a movie.
Oh, I saw a trailer to that.
I'm gonna go watch that movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dude. It looks pretty good to me.
I didn't think that looked good at all.
I feel like it's a Deadpool version of DC.
I don't know.
Just because of the shit, like, they break the fourth wall or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is like, I don't know. I'm gonna go see it.
I don't like the animation for it.
I don't know. Like, just the stuff they do is like, it's so shitty to us. Did you see that video of them, like, Teen Titans Go watching TV, and they're like, hey, that's us. And it plays the original Teen Titans on TV. That
sounds familiar.
I was like, what the hell? And then they're sitting down on the couch and the intro's over and the Beast Boy changes the channel. And then Robin's like, dang, sucks we don't look like that no more.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so like just those jokes like that is like, dang, that's pretty good. Like it makes me want to watch it, and I am going to start watching it. But yeah, Teen Titans Go is coming out with a new movie. That looks pretty cool. I think I am going to go watch it. But the original Teen Titans, like the original Teen Titans, they're coming out with one last season, and it's going to be on Adult Swim next year, January.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty hyped for
that. Yeah, didn't it end off of a cliffhanger?
Yeah.
The series ended.
I think the last episode was when...
Beast Boy...
No, what's that girl's name?
I can't remember.
Beast Boy's girlfriend?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Ah, fuck. What's her fucking name? She's blonde.
I can't think of
her. She's like Toph from the Avatar control. Oh, no, Toph. Oh, yeah, Toph's an earthbender. Yeah, she's like an earthbender. And she like turns herself to stone. That was pretty cool. And then, so yeah, it's gonna take place after that, and finish, like it's gonna end everything to a conclusion, I guess.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's pretty tight. And yeah, fucking Teen Titans. I can't wait for that to come out next year. That's gonna be so hype. And then fucking I started watching rewatching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, you did.
So I could catch up.
I watched that show forever.
I watched it so I could catch up on the newest episodes. Literally, the first day I'm rewatching like the episodes, I'm like on season two. I check Twitter, I'm scrolling. Fox cancels Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Aww.
I was like,
didn't they cancel another show too?
When got canceled?
I thought they canceled two shows at the same time. I can't remember that.
I remember. But yeah, I was scrolling to Twitter.
Oh, Last Man on Earth.
Oh, they canceled that show?
I think so.
I remember watching the first season.
Both of them at the same time. I watched like the first five episodes and it was good. Then they started adding a bunch of other characters. I'm like, this destroys the whole concept of the show.
Yeah, that's what made me stop watching it too. Yeah. And then so I was pretty bummed that they canceled it. I was like, no way, dude.
Yeah, it only lasted what, two seasons?
No, five seasons.
Oh, it lasted that long? I didn't think it went on for that long.
And then so many people were mad. They were like, no way. Even like Mark Hamill tweeted at them saying like, you canceled the best show you guys had whatsoever. And then and I was like, no way, dude. I literally go out to eat with my friend Damien and I tell him that. He was like, dude, they're going to bring it back. All these people are saying stuff about it. They have to bring it back. Mm-hmm. Literally, after we got done eating, I go home. I check Twitter. It says NBC picked up Brooklyn Nine-Nine for one more season.
Oh, really?
And if it does good, that they're going to keep it going.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I was pretty hyped on that. I was like, hell yeah, dude. Dude, that, if you haven't seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that show is so good.
It's really funny.
Fucking, damn, I can't even remember his name, but it has the guy from Superbad, the one that hits Seth with the car. He reverses into him.
Damn, I haven't seen Superbad in forever.
And he's like, dude, I'll give you some money or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
He only has like $3.
It's not... Oh, yeah. He's like the nerdy guy at the office, right? Like the cop.
He's not the cop. He's the guy that wants in. Like,
oh, Seth is like texting. Nobody invites him to anything.
Yeah,
right?
He's like, so who are you texting, huh? No, he's like, none of your fucking business.
I meant on the show. Like, he's kind of like the nerdy cop on the show.
Like, yeah, they're all pretty smart, so like there really is no nerdy cop. He's just he's literally the weirdest one though.
That's what I mean, like kind of odd one out.
Yeah, he's the odd one out, but he's my favorite, dude. Mm-hmm. He's so funny, like the shit he does, like fuck, that shit is just too funny. And then, but yeah, if you haven't seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine, that shit's so good, you gotta watch it. It's on Hulu.
Yeah, that's funny.
And what's another show? Oh, a new season of My Hero Academia. Fuck, dude. That shit has me fucked up so many ways.
God.
It's so good, dude. It makes me so sad that Salito doesn't like it. Our friend Salito.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's like, oh my god, dude. It's so hard to not like that show.
Why
because
didn't like it?
He says, I don't know, he says it's just another like slap on, like he relates it to Naruto or whatever. And he doesn't like the way that characters look because it looks like other characters from other animes.
Oh, okay.
And then I forgot other reasons, but those are the only two I remember. But yeah, I'm pretty bummed that he doesn't like it, but whatever. But fuck, dude, the new season. There's this one episode. I probably rewatched it about like 20 times.
Oh my god.
Just because that episode is like so heartwarming, like so like... like, it brings up, I guess, like, not, like, brings up, like, my spirits, but, like, sometimes when I was, like, back, like, when Naruto first came out, like, whenever, like, I was going through, like, not, like, depression or something, but, like, whenever I was, like, sad or, like, I wanted something to make me happy.
Yeah.
Like, something, like, to bring my hopes up, like, to get me out of this mood, like, I will watch Naruto. And just to know that he's going through that, like, means what I'm going through right now, mm-hmm. I could get through anything.
It's like a motivational show.
Yeah, it's motivation that I need at times, mm-hmm. like Naruto did. So I watched that episode fucking 20 times because it gives me that motivation that I'd be needing sometimes. Like, fuck, dude, it's so good. Like, oh my god, dude. Like, oh my god, dude. We always talk about it in the, like, on the Discord fucking channel. We'd be like, just watch the episode again. That shit's so good. But yeah, dude, the new season of My Hero Academia is so good. I can't wait to see what's happening. Like, fuck. That came out. Persona 5 anime came out. Mm-hmm. I only watched the first episode, but I gotta catch back up on that. I've been watching Black Clover. That show is good. I love that show. And, I started watching Hunter x Hunter. Fuck, dude. I lagged on that show for so long. Like, once I first found out about that show, I was like, you know, I could either watch this or I could just rewatch Naruto. And I just rewatched Naruto and never watched a new anime. And then once I started, I was like, fuck. I can't believe I lagged on you for so long. It's so good. It's literally like, so when you're a kid and your dad walks out on you, like, you resent him, right? Like, uh-huh. Oh, fuck that guy. Like, he walked on me. Like, what do I care about him for?
Yeah.
His dad walked out on him and he said, dang, my dad left me to go do that. It must be amazing then, since I want to do the same thing and so I can meet him one day.
Oh, wow.
Like, he wants to find his dad for leaving and find out the reason why he left.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, like, yeah, fuck that guy and fuck what he does. Mm-hmm. He wants to be like his dad still.
Yeah.
Even though he walked out on him.
That's cool.
It's cool. Like, the story that's going on, like, there's other characters. There's an assassin. His name's, the main character's name's Gon. And his fighting style, dude, it's so sick. He uses rock, paper, scissors as a fighting style. Oh. Like, he says, like before he does, like, his ultimate move, like he's screaming, rock, paper, scissors. And then, like he does, like, that old-fashioned style. On the fourth one, he shows you the symbol.
Like, shoot.
Yeah, shoot. And on the fourth one, he screams out what he's about to do, or he'll be like, rock. Like, he's going to do an ultimate punch, or, like, he would do, like, paper to, like, throw, like, wind.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, he would use scissors for something else. I don't think I got to that part yet, but so far that's what I've seen. Mm-hmm. And it's so clean.
That's funny.
And, like, there's this one guy you meet later on in the show. And all of his family, he's the second youngest. His name's Killua. Mm-hmm. And he's an assassin. His whole family's an assassin. So he's been trained to be an assassin.
Yeah.
So he could kill you in silent steps whatsoever. Mm-hmm. He could, like, walk in place and show, like, multiple bodies of his body.
Oh, really?
Like, it looks like he's leaving doppelgangers, uh-huh. but it's literally, he's just walking so smooth that he leaves his trace behind. So it's an image. I think it's, like, called image foreshadowing or something. Mm-hmm. And fuck, dude. He's so fucking OP.
That's tight.
Like, he's just, like, everything, like teachers, when they teach him, they're scared of him because, like, dang, this kid has so much power. Like, mm-hmm. he had a fucked up past.
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy. And he doesn't want to, like, his family wants him to be an assassin, but he doesn't want to be an assassin because he doesn't want to be like them. Mm-hmm. And he meets Gon during, like, probably, like, the first 8 episodes or something. Mm-hmm. He meets Gon, and then he's like, dang, like, this guy, like, he has a different way of life. Like, I like this guy. Yeah. And they're the same age. They're little kids. They're, like, 11.
Oh, okay.
And, at one point, he meets, like, his brother, and his brother's, like, telling him, he's like, yeah, you think he's your friend? Well, he's not. Like, he's just doing this because he feels bad for you. And, like, he gets in his head, and he kills somebody and gets him disqualified for being a hunter. And next thing you know, he leaves because he gets disqualified, and Gon goes after him and stuff. And when he goes after him, he has to go through all these steps, and he's like, why would you come for me? He's like, because we're friends. And, like it just, like, brings, like, that motivation of, like, happiness, yeah. I guess.
Uh-huh.
Like, that makes me like the show is, like, him saying that we're friends, it hits him pretty hard. And he's like, dang, like, this guy really is my homie, you know? Yeah,
that's cool.
Like, that's cool as fuck. So later on in the show, after that happens, he's like, he goes with them. He's like, all right, I'm gonna help you find your dad. And then like they're chilling on stuff, and then he's like, well, what are you gonna do when you find your dad? And then he was like, I don't know, what are you gonna do? And then he's like, I don't really know. And he was like, well, you want to come with me? And then he was like, dang, he's like inviting me to go find his dad. All right, cool. Like, oh, it's just so cool. Like, those two characters, they get along. It fits so perfectly with this, with the story. Like, fuck, it's just so clean. I got to finish the show. That's, I can't believe I lagged on it for so long. But yeah, I started Hunter x Hunter. And, oh, I started this new show called Darling in the Franxx. Mm-hmm. Fuck, dude, that show is so fucked up.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it's pretty crazy. Like, at first, I thought it was kind of, like, ecchi. And ecchi, like, kind of means, like, kind of, like, pervy or sexy. Or, like, I don't know how to say it. But, like, there's two people operating a robot. And when they, how to operate it is you have to, like, connect your minds together. Mm-hmm. And it's a, in the beginning of the show, it was, it's boy and girl. And, the girls, they have to, like, bend over, like, doggy style.
What the hell?
And the guy sits on a chair higher above them a little bit. And as the girl, and the guys are in the chair, as the girls, like, bend over, like, doggy style, like, controllers come out of their ass cheek suit.
Wait, what?
like, controllers come out of her, like, so they get into suits, first of all, sorry. Uh-huh. Like, so say like quarantine suits, like you would call it, but they're not called that. Like, so they get into these suits and controllers come out of her butt, mm-hmm. and the guy grabs onto the controller and they connect.
Oh my god.
Like, oh my god, dude. Like, and at some points, like, it's pretty crazy because like if the robot gets hurt, the girls get hurt.
Uh-huh.
Or whoever's in the doggy style position gets hurt. And the person controlling them like swings the arms and stuff. Uh-huh. Like they move the body whatsoever. And at some points, like they don't know what they're doing because they don't know anything. Like, they don't know nothing about sex, kissing, like, nothing, dude. Mm-hmm. Like at one point in the show, like, they'd be like, what's a kiss? Like, I never had that.
Yeah.
And like they're crying because like this girl likes this guy and she doesn't know why it hurts so much. Mm-hmm. She's like, what is this feeling like? I hate it and I don't want it anymore. And then like obviously we're watching and we're thinking like, well, it's because you like them, like, uh-huh. you know what I mean? And it's like they don't know that.
Yeah.
So it's like it's interesting that they don't know these things. Does that make sense? They don't know anything what they're doing, but it's like, fuck, like it's pretty fucking deep because mm-hmm. there's adults and they know what it is, but they don't show them. And they don't want to show them. Mm-hmm. Like they can't, like they're not even supposed to have feelings for each other. They're not supposed to like be kissing, nothing.
Yeah.
Like they, it's like not part of the rules, so they don't teach them and they don't tell them nothing about it. But it's pretty fucking crazy. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, literally, you just have to watch the show to understand it.
That's weird.
But the show's called Darling in the Franxx. That show's like fucking really fucking good.
That sounds really weird too.
It's really fucking weird. Even at some points, dude, like maybe not now in the newest episodes, but like like in the beginning episodes, like for sure, I know they did it on purpose. Like, it looks like they're, like boning inside the fucking...
Oh, my God.
The robot suit. It's, like, at some point, he's like, yeah, I'm so in there. And she's like, oh, you're, like, you're too deep in. It's,
oh
like...
Oh, my God. Like, why?
Like, yeah, dude. Like, oh, my God. Like, but honestly, it's not even like that all the time. Uh-huh. It's literally... But, like, it's, like, you, we know because it's we know. But they don't know because they don't. They haven't been taught that.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they can't hardly know. Funny. It's pretty fucking crazy, but overall, the story is really good. Mm-hmm. Even though I didn't say anything about it, but it's so hard to explain, but the story's
different, that's for sure.
The story is really good, but yeah, I think that's the only anime I've been watching that. And I wanted to watch this one other show. It's like a boxing anime. Mm-hmm. I think it's called, like, Mega Blocks, Megan Blocks, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I haven't started it. Mm. Yeah, that show's pretty good, and then... Fuck, I can't think of... Well, I saw Deadpool 2. We saw Infinity War.
Yeah, Infinity War was really good.
Yeah, I liked it. I think I liked Deadpool 2 more than Infinity War.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because Infinity War is amazing.
Uh-huh.
I think Infinity War is amazing. I think Deadpool 2 is good.
I feel like you can't judge Infinity War until the second one comes out. Because they both go together.
Yeah, but I mean, it's part one.
I know, but it's reading like one part of a story and not finishing it. Like, how can you judge the story?
Well, I mean, that's what I mean. I'm judging the story. The story of part one. The story of part one.
So
like I said,
far.
No, like
the story.
The reason I'm gonna tell you why I like Deadpool 2 better. Like I said, I think Infinity War is amazing, and I think Deadpool 2 is great.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, amazing is better than great.
Yeah.
But I like Deadpool 2 more because there is obviously because it's a Deadpool movie. There's mm-hmm. more action and more comedy, and more things to relate to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Infinity War is just like there were some good parts, like some good action parts, but most of it was like dialogue and story to sink mm-hmm. in.
Yeah.
To take in. And bringing all those characters together,
yeah,
which was amazing. I loved it, but Deadpool 2, obviously, it's one story.
Yeah,
it's not going to be a continued part. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And if I were to put both Avengers Part 1 and Part 2 together, then obviously I'd probably pick Avengers.
So, did you like Deadpool 1 better or Deadpool 2?
I think I like them the same.
Oh, okay,
they're really both good, and they're completely different.
Hmm, that's cool.
Yeah, that one's dope. We got to go see that soon. I'm mm-hmm. down to go watch it with you again.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I can't wait for that one. That one's awesome. Fuck, dude, I want to go. I want to say stuff, but I'm not going to say it. But yeah, they're both really good. What's another? Oh, I saw A Quiet Place.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me.
Oh, wait, before I get into A Quiet Place, I've seen Avengers Infinity War probably like 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I went to go see it, I went to go see it with my girlfriend. And fuck, dude, I felt so bad for her. Like, it was so sad.
Oh, I think you told me about this.
She literally watched like every single Marvel movie, like even the movie she didn't even need to watch to catch up to Infinity War, just because she wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And there were some that she didn't see. And when we went to go watch it, dude, some guy was literally snoring right next to us, dude.
That sucks.
It was so bad. Like during the whole movie, it's like, dude, like, he brought his kids and his wife or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, like, yeah, like, you're keeping your promise to your kids, but you're kind of fucking it over for the rest of us. Yeah. Like, it was so bad, dude.
I'm sure he's kind of ruining it for the kids, too.
Yeah.
Like, embarrassing them and also snoring, like, over the
yeah,
movie.
I don't know that guy's story, but it seemed like he was a wife beater. Like, his wife came.
Oh, I remember you told me about
like, his wife came to sit down next to him to wake him up every time he was falling asleep, and he would just be like, stop it. Like,
yeah.
He seemed pretty fucking aggressive, and mm-hmm. I don't know that story, but it was so fucked up, and I felt bad for my girlfriend because, like, he was sold out. It was more like like stupid loud. Like, it was ridiculous.
That's horrible.
Yeah, dude, it was so bad. But yeah, overall she did like the movie.
That's good.
She said she liked Deadpool 2 better than Infinity War 2.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Besides the guy snoring.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we went to go see A Quiet Place also. That movie was pretty good. I thought it was going to be a horror film, mm-hmm. but it's just more like a...
Thriller.
Yeah, thriller and Cloverfield-ish, I guess.
Because mm-hmm.
I thought it was a serial killer, but it's a creature.
Yeah.
But I won't spoil nothing else, but... but, yeah, overall, I liked the movie for what it was.
That's cool.
Excuse me. That's all the movies we saw together?
Yeah.
Hmm. I feel like I've seen another one. Fuck. Hmm. When I went to go see Infinity War for the first time, I went with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it was so fucking sick.
Mm.
Like, literally, like, we went to this movie theater, and I guess it was, like, in a ghetto-ass area.
Uh-huh.
And where I was like, yeah, dude, it's Infinity War. We gotta wait in line for 3 hours to get good seats, because they're not reserved seats.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there... And we're there, and my cousin was like, dude, no one comes to this movie theater. No one's going to be here. And I was like, are you sure? Let me go ask the ticket lady how many tickets she sold to today's showing. I asked her how many tickets she sold. We had 5. And she said, yeah, we only sold 10 tickets.
Oh, wow.
So 5 other people were going to watch at that same time. And we were like, wow. I was like, dang, should we wait? And I was like, well, let's just go to grandma's house then. And mm-hmm. then we go to grandma's house, and we come back. Dude. There was, like, 80 people there when we got there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. It escalated. Well, say the movie started at 10 o'clock. We got there, like, around, like, 9:40, and there was 80 people there.
Wow.
Yeah, it escalated pretty fucking quickly.
That's insane.
But overall, we still got good seats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was pretty hype. We weren't 80th in line. Like, it was just a big-ass circle piled up in front of the door.
Yeah.
And then we all, like, rushed in, I guess.
That's insane.
But it was cool. there was like, I hated it though, but I loved it because I was in a cool crowd where I was. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone around me, every time some like a scene will happen, like everyone will start clapping. Like, I remember when Captain America showed his face.
Oh yeah.
I had some guy yell in the back of me loud. Like, my excitement for seeing Captain America instantly died as soon as someone did that. I was like, oh my God, you killed it for me. But overall, yeah, I liked the movie and the group I went with. It was super cool. My cousins.
I like the movie a lot too.
I know, dude. I can't wait to see what they're going to do in part two. Mm-hmm. I wonder what they're going to call it.
I hope it's longer in part two.
You think so? Dude, I was hoping this one would be the longest fight. It was like 2 hours and 30 minutes.
This one's only 2 hours and 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. I hope the next one's 3 hours.
3 hours and 30 minutes.
At least 3 hours, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be awesome, yeah. Dang, dude. I can't wait for part two. Mm-hmm. I'm so hyped out there. I think they're done wrapping it. I think they filmed the whole thing in one session.
Oh, really?
Like, but then they just broke it. Mm-hmm. Like, they probably filmed for, like, a whole year, and they broke 6 months, like, basically part one.
Yeah.
And they wrapped up part two right mm-hmm. after they were done with part one.
I'm really interested to see what they'll do after Infinity War with the Avengers. Like, I wonder what other story they could come up with.
Yeah, that, I don't know. It's so
like,
weird.
Like, I feel like this would be the last one, but I'm sure that they can come up with something else.
Yeah, it's so weird because we're going on 10 years mm-hmm. of hyping up Thanos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Big purple dick Thanos. Mm-hmm. Like, goddamn.
Like, I wonder if someday they'll do, like, a crossover between Justice League and
that fucking Marvel comic book?
Yeah, that would be cool if they did something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they ever would.
Nah, I doubt it.
But I feel like
they don't want to lose money.
Well, give all the rights to Marvel and let them direct it, and it'll be good. Mm-hmm. As long as DC doesn't have anything to do with it, it'd be fine.
Probably.
It'd be a good movie.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else, but maybe throw in fucking Galactus.
That would be really cool. Silver Surfer and Galactus would be awesome. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I want another Silver Surfer movie. Mm-hmm. That'd be so awesome.
That one wasn't very good that they came out with.
Fantastic Four. What's his fucking name? What's that guy's name that played Silver Surfer?
Oh, who played as him? I can't remember.
Isn't his last name like Lawrence?
I don't know.
Isn't it Ricky's dad from Boys in the Hood?
Is it?
I don't know. It's some black guy that plays it, right?
I don't remember. I haven't watched that movie since it, like, first came out.
Boys in the Hood?
No. What's he called?
Oh, the Silver Surfer?
Yeah,
Silver Surfer. I was like, what the fuck?
Isn't that movie from, like, 91?
Yeah, I was like, you were alive back then? But, yeah, I forgot that guy's name, too. But, yeah, I would like another Silver Surfer movie.
As soon as you said Lawrence, I just instantly thought of Martin Lawrence. And I'm like, no, it's not him.
Yeah, it's not that guy. Freaking, yeah, dude, imagine in part two, like, fuck, dude. Part two is going to be so crazy. Mm-hmm. I wonder how they're going to end it.
I don't know.
Dude, it's going to be so... Well, obviously, fuck, we can't say that. But, but, like, fuck. Damn it, dude, that movie's too fucking good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, fuck. Seen that. I just finished 13 Reasons Why today.
What's that?
It's a Netflix original. It's about a girl who gets bullied.
Oh, okay.
And she commits suicide. Mm. And she leaves, like, she leaves...
That's never been done.
She leaves 13 tapes, and each tape has a reason why she killed herself.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's called 13 Reasons Why. Mm-hmm. And fuck, dude. The heck? Why did my brother come in here? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh, what the fuck
is
that?
What's up?
What are you doing here?
What am I waiting for? Fucking gas.
Gas?
Yeah.
For what?
For what, my car? I don't know if you have CDU.
Huh?
CDU gas?
I don't know, what do you need CDU gas for?
For my car?
Why? Right now?
Well, she was gonna make me dinner.
Oh.
But I can't be at school all week.
Alright, peace.
Alright, letters.
Fuck, what the fuck were we talking about?
We were talking about Infinity War.
Oh no, 13 Reasons Why.
13 Reasons Why, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I literally pretty much watched that shit in one day.
Oh, wow.
Like, I started last night around, like, 7.
Oh, okay.
And I went to sleep, like, at 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished it all this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I pretty much, fucking finished it all in a day. But, yeah, dude, some of it's kind of, like, it's cringy, but it's pretty fucking impactful. Like, it literally shows her, like, killing herself, like.
That's insane.
Like, spoiler alert, probably skip, I don't know, like, fuck it, just skip the 15-second mark or whatever. Skip 15 seconds. Well, I'm just going to say how she kills herself. That's pretty much all I'm going to spoil. She slits her wrist with the razor blades, and It shows her slitting her wrist.
Ugh.
With razor blades.
Ugh.
And as I was watching that, I was like, I could watch people like fucking like Jason Statham fucking slice someone's throat, headshot someone,
mm-hmm.
fucking crack someone's neck, whatever. But after when I'm watching like stuff like that, doing it to herself, I was like, fuck, dude, that's so fucked up. Like, it's so
feel
crazy.
It, like,
yeah.
When they do that kind of stuff. Like, right now, you tell me that, like, I could feel that.
Yeah, dude, it's so fucked up. And, like, it's pretty fucked up, like, why the reasons why she did kill herself. But, like, it's pretty crazy because shit like that does happen in the world.
Yeah.
Like, bullying and stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I think bullying is, like, a serious situation.
Yeah.
And, like, the way the show ended, like, it was pretty fucking crazy. Like, it goes on with what the world's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my girlfriend was saying, like, yeah, there isn't supposed to be a second season. Like, the way they ended it is how the book ends.
Oh, okay.
That's what she told me. And I think what season 2 is about to do is going to take on another conflict that goes on with this world.
Mm,
because, like, all right, so, like, I skip another 30 seconds if you don't know this part. But mm-hmm. if you don't care about the show, then fuck it. Don't skip it. Some guy, he bullied the girl that killed herself. And, all 13 reasons are 13, I guess, 13 people,
mm-hmm.
not sort of. And those group of people, they group up together.
Yeah.
And there's this one guy that actually like cared about her and loved her and whatever. But mm-hmm. he was part of a reason too,
mm-hmm.
because he loved her and he didn't tell her.
Okay.
And at one point in his life, something bad happened to her. Mm-hmm. But that same night, one of his friends got killed. And then he was like mourning and stuff, and like he knew some shit was going on with her, and then she was crying to him, and she needed someone to talk to, and he didn't want to talk to her because he thought that since she was crying, she was thinking about herself.
Mm.
But later, later on, he finds out like, dang, like she needed me and I wasn't there for her. So it kind of sucks.
That sucks.
And so that group of people, they want to like basically like fuck that guy up because he feels like he's gonna snitch on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like scared for their reputation because those tapes are out.
Oh, okay.
They don't care like what they did to her. They just care about their reputation. Mm-hmm. Like college applicants, fucking valedictorian, whatever.
Yeah.
It's like
mm-hmm.
being the smartest person in school, knowing you did some shitty things. They only care about their reputation.
Yeah, that sucks.
And it's so fucking stupid. It's like, dude, like, you did it. Like,
uh-huh. You gotta live up to it.
Yeah, like, that's your fault for being mm-hmm. a fucking dickhead in the first place.
Yeah.
And, well, there's this one guy that he did something to that girl, and he wants to be part of that group because he doesn't like that guy either that loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want him in the group. Like, nobody wants him. They pick on him, too. Like, he's getting bullied.
Yeah.
And, he's fucking, like, he has, like, a suitcase, like, he's been buying guns.
Oh, damn.
So it looks like he has, like, AKs, pistols,
oh,
everything.
Oh, my God.
And it looks like in the season coming up, it just released, like, last week,
mm-hmm.
it looks like it's the second season is going to take up another conflict of, like, school shootings.
Oh, okay.
Instead of him killing himself, he's going to take on, the second season is going to take focus on school shootings instead of bullying. You know what I mean? So it's pretty fucked up. It's a pretty fucked up show, but I guess it's, like, like shit, like there's another point of view of looking at things, you know what I mean? It's pretty like
our society.
Yeah, dude, like the way we live is pretty like it's pretty fucking sad, you know?
Yeah, if you went back to like the 80s, like
mm-hmm.
it's kind of stuff wasn't going on like that.
Yeah, like, it's so like not like talking shit or like being racist, but like there's some fucking racist ass shit out there, like some scandalous shit, like pointing it out, like black people like shooting somebody, all right, death sentence.
Yeah.
If a white guy shoots up a school, like oh yeah, he's just mentally disabled. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. That's pretty fucked up. Like, yeah, like, yeah, maybe like, a black guy could have said that he's mentally disabled too, mm-hmm. but do you really think he would have got the same treatment? Nah. Like, it's so weird. Like, and like, obviously, like, you're white, mm-hmm. I'm Mexican, we fucking get along. We have black people as friends, you yeah. know what I mean? Like, we all know as a group, we're not fucking racist.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think racism is, like, one of the worst things there is.
Yeah, dude. Like, it
just sucks that you can't be friends with somebody just because of their skin. Like, what does that have to do with anything? I'm friends with people from their personalities.
Yeah.
Their personality is what makes me want to be friends with them. If mm-hmm. you have a crappy personality, I don't want to be friends with you.
Mm-hmm.
I understand people have reasons why their personality is bad and stuff like that, but...
Like, we're not part of that reason, you just...
Yeah, I don't want to be involved with that, because then that turns me that way, too.
Because
mm-hmm. I get influenced by that, so it's like, I'd rather hang out with other people that have better positive attitudes and stuff
yeah.
like
that. Yeah, it's just... I don't know, it's just a fucked up time that we're living in, you know what I mean?
Don't be racist. Just be happy.
Yeah, I don't know, it's just...
People are people.
Overall, that show just makes you think, like... Dang, it's pretty fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm going to finish season 2 right now. All right, podcast over. But yeah, I watched 13 Reasons Why. Fuck. I think that's all I've been watching, I think. Oh, Steven Universe. Sorry, Steven Universe because of Jabari. Oh, yeah. I have that on my fucking backlog. That show's pretty cool. I thought that show looked pretty lame, and I watched it. I was like, oh, dang, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like that one.
Yeah, that show's awesome. And,
I'm like the most non-hip person nowadays. Like, I don't watch anything that everybody's into or do any of the stuff that anybody's into.
It's just like, not that you don't care, but it's just like, yeah, I don't even.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
I think the most hippest thing you've seen was Daredevil. You haven't even finished season 2 of Daredevil.
No, yeah.
Dude, oh my god, dude. You should have watched it. Dude, you should have at least watched the Punisher show.
I know.
Dude, that shit was so good. I watched one episode.
That's cool. I actually was watching a movie last night, Dolph Lundgren, the guy who plays as what is his name? In Rocky IV, the Russian guy.
Oh,
Drago. he played as the Punisher in an old 80s Marvel movie that they made.
Oh, really?
And that one's really cool, yeah.
That's cool. Dude, that's dope. Dang, I haven't... Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I watched any TV. Well, I just fucking said what I just watched, but that's all I could think of what I've been doing.
Really, the only thing that I watch on TV is, like, detective shows. Like, Criminal Minds and stuff like that.
And we talked about skating.
Oh, Luis. We didn't talk about
Luis. Oh, yeah, that's another thing that came up, too. Literally, well, like, we always say, like, the time of, like, yesterday, but
mm-hmm.
I guess, like, May 20th, whatever.
Yeah.
Luis played a professional skater called Paul Rodriguez. He played him skate live on Instagram.
Yeah, it was so weird too, because like we were all in a group and we were getting ready to leave, and he was like, "Oh, P-Rod's live," and we were like, "Okay, what does that mean?" He's like, "He plays like games of skate with people like live." We're like, "Oh, that's cool." He's like, "I'm gonna try and do it." I was like, "Okay." He's like. And then we're all talking, so it's like, imagine if I really did get picked and stuff like that. Because what he does is, if you get picked to play him skate, you automatically win a pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you beat him, you win 2 pairs of shoes. So we were just talking and everything. He's like, whoa. Like, I just got a request from P-Rod to, like, to play him skate. I was like, for real? He's like, yeah. And then, like, he hit it. And then P-Rod, like, pops up on his screen. He's like, what's up, dude? We're just like... What? Like, we were like starstruck. Like Luis was like shaking and stuff. Like, it was really cool.
That's so sick.
And then like Nick Tucker was in like the background uh-huh. and stuff like that. I don't know. It was just crazy. Like the whole situation, because we were all just about to leave,
mm-hmm.
and then that happened, and we were like, oh, I guess we're staying.
That's so sick. Who was there? Just you, Luis, and who else?
And Josh.
Black Josh.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking out. Cool. Yeah, dude. I was literally on Twitter. And literally, as soon as I, like, pressed the Instagram. As soon as I pressed the Instagram app, the first thing that I saw, notification, P-Rod Live with H. Luis. I was like, I fucking know that guy. And I click on it, and they're already, like middle way playing skate. Mm-hmm. P-Rod had S, right?
Yeah.
And Luis, like, was on the last 2 letters of his mm-hmm. shit. And then Louise, I stood and watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
As the thing, Louise lost, but it was just so sick seeing the homie playing a professional skater skate live.
It was the most random situation ever. Like, it just happened out of nowhere.
Dude, I bet it was awesome. I wish I was really in the park, cool. Dude. Yeah, dude, I wish I freaking, we're building a pool in the backyard, but I have to stay home and watch the pool guys. Mm-hmm. So they don't leave till like 5 or 6. And then, so I'm like, fuck, barely get a skate.
Well, soon it's not going to get dark till like 8 or 8:30.
Yeah, so it kind of sucks. Skate. But, yeah, overall it was super cool, but Luis played P-Rod skate.
Yeah, that was really weird.
That was so fucking sick. Oh, there's another story. Freaking out. When I went to go sign up for my competition for that game of skate, I went to the, you had to go to the skate shop to sign up.
Yeah, it was Mainline, right?
Yeah, Mainline skate shop. And fuck, dude. First thing I saw, like, I was going to buy some new S shoes so I could wear them during the game of skate.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw some shoes that they had on sale, and I was looking through all of them. I saw one pair. It said my size, and it said $35. I was like, hell yeah, dude.
This was
my lucky day. I found one pair of Brandon Westgate's.
Oh, what?
The one with, like, the running toe cap shoes.
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, dude. Black and white, my favorite style color. I was like, dude, I'm so happy.
Yeah, that's sick.
I was seen those so hyped, ever. Dude. I was like, I can't believe they really only have one pair left, and it was my size.
That was
cool. And my favorite color. Dude, it was so sick. And then, what else? Yeah, Luis played P-Rod Skate. A shit ton of stuff happened. Trevor McClung went pro for Plan B.
Mm-hmm. I didn't watch that video for it yet.
Me neither. It's a China trip, right?
I think so.
Yeah, and Etnies came out with the new skate video. I still gotta watch it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and Chris Johnson attempted a tray flip on El Toro.
Oh, yeah.
Heard about that. And, hold on, give me a second. No, that's a high quality H2O.
Mike Tyson's on the podcast for a second.
bringing, yeah, dude. Fuck, dude. So much shit went down. I wish I took notes, but I can't think in skating otherwise.
I don't know anything that happened in skating.
Fuck, dude, it's so weird that I literally don't check the barracks anymore.
I stopped checking them. I feel like, I don't know, it's just something about the barracks, like, it's just, it's too much, I feel like, now.
I mean, sometimes they do post cool stuff, but
I feel like they try too much now. Like, it's like a game, kind of. I don't know how to explain it. Like, it just doesn't feel like skateboarding. Like, I know I don't want to be one of those guys like, that's not skateboarding anymore. You're ruining skateboarding. Like, it's not that or anything. It's just like, I just don't feel like
checking it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It just doesn't interest me anymore.
Yeah, I know. Maybe just because we're getting older.
I don't know. Because when I watch videos, I just watch old video parts.
That's
all I do. And I barely even do that now.
Yeah, me too. Fuck, dude. I can watch State Gold.
Yeah, I mean, anybody can watch
State Gold. Dude, State Gold's so good. If you want to see a good-ass video editing, the intro to State Gold's so perfect. State
Gold, and I really like Fully Flared, too.
Oh, yeah, Fully Flared is so dope.
Yeah.
Like, but, fuck, I can't think of a main topic. We saw that fucking Skate 4 leak.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt that thing is real. It's literally like a picture of the skate symbol. But it doesn't say Skate 4. It just says Ride On.
Mm-hmm.
And on the bottom left, it says EA. And on the bottom right, it says Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah.
And I doubt it's real.
Where did you find it?
I seen it on Twitter, like on the fucking, like that lightning bolt shit, whatever that shit's called. Mm-hmm. Hottest thing? Yeah. Trending?
Yeah, hottest trending
thing. And Steezus Christ, he posted a tweet saying, oh, please, God, is this real? And he tagged EA.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but a couple of days before that, I seen Shane O'Neill tweet something to some guy saying something. And then he was like, yeah, I don't think it's real. He's not talking about the picture. He's talking about something else. Uh-huh. But he's talking about something. And he's like, he's saying, yeah, I don't think it's real because EA hasn't reached out to any of the pro skaters, at least from my knowledge. I haven't been reached out for
yeah.
to to be in the game or anything, and I haven't heard anyone talking about it.
Yeah.
So since him saying that tweet, I doubt there's going to be another skate game, unless they completely make a brand new game.
Yeah.
That's why it's called Ride On.
Uh huh.
And it has a skate symbol still.
Yeah.
Which would be still cool, because I wouldn't mind playing a brand new skateboarding game that's just like Skate, and it doesn't have any pros in it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But like, and it doesn't have any pro branding like Bones, Plan B, nothing like, like it's a brand new skate game. Like imagine like EA taking like an Ubisoft path. Like you're a skateboarder. Well, first of all, let's talk about the old skate game, Skate 1.
Mm-hmm.
What's the goal? To get sponsored, right?
Yeah.
Filming your part.
Mm-hmm.
Skate 2, what's that? To go pro?
Yeah.
And then Skate 3?
Don't you go pro in...
Skate 1?
Yeah.
I thought you'd get sponsored.
I thought you'd go pro in Skate 1. And then in Skate 2, you're in jail, and you get out of jail. And it's all about bringing your name back into the skate community. And then Skate 3 is building your business.
Yeah, building a business. Yeah. I don't know. Like, well, if those are the stories, then the new game that it's rumored to be called Ride On is, like, everything's brand new. And instead of building, like, you're making a skate video.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. And you're not going pro. You're not building a business. Just building your first skate video.
Yeah.
And you're in this big city. And it's kind of like those open towers. Once you get to a tower, you expand the area and you go to it and stuff.
Yeah.
Like imagine going to like an area and then you expand that map location and that map location has like street spots.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, you could go here to film a trick or here or here or here or here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a rail, a ledge, stairs, gaps.
Yeah.
Fucking tranny, bowls, whatever. It's like, I think that'd be pretty cool to like find towers like that, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
that'd be cool.
Like map towers, you would call it. But imagine, like, that would be sick.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Like, there's some, like, bootleg companies, like, made up names for companies. Like, that'll be so sick. Or even if they get real companies, like, real skate-owned brand companies, like, that'll be so sick.
I mean, if it's EA, I'm sure that they would get, like, real branding companies.
Because
all their games have all
I mean, what, like, stuff. If they had, like fucking Battlefront 2 trashed.
Yeah.
Like, what other money could they lose?
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck, like. I feel like if they made this game, I feel like they make their money back fucking instant. But I can't imagine what kind of microtransactions they would do.
Yeah.
Either they would have some or what kind of DLC they would bring to the game.
You would think that they would learn after
Battlefront 1 and 2.
But who knows?
Yeah, I can't, like, fuck, dude. If it's real, it's gonna be fucking nuts.
Yeah, I'll be hyped.
And imagine if it looks good.
That'd be cool. Yeah, that's a big thing too. If it looks crappy, I'll be a little sad.
But... yeah. Like, highest res, it's gotta be 1080. I don't expect a 4K skate game.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I don't expect that either.
But, oh, and I've been playing Project Session.
Oh, did you download it?
Yeah, it's a PC download. You download it to your computer. You could get it on their Kickstarter page. It's literally kind of like Skate. But it's like this guy, he's literally making it by himself.
It's just him and his friend, right?
Yeah, I think he has, like, first off, it was just him by himself, and he got more people on, so I think it's like a group of like 15 people now.
Oh, is it? Yeah,
they got
many,
the Kickstarter. Yeah. I think they got it to like $84,000.
Oh, wow.
And, it's kind of like the skate mechanics where you use the right analog stick to like flick and stuff to do your tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, each analog stick is your feet.
Yeah.
So the right one is your right foot, the left one is your left foot.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're regular, it's going to be your right foot for your pop foot, your left foot for your flick. And you have to press down on the right stick and flick up, and as soon as you flick up with the right stick, you have to flick up with the left stick to shift that left foot up too, so you get a legit ollie.
That's crazy.
Dude, it's pretty hard at first, but like I played for like 30 minutes and I kind of got the hang of it already.
I feel like that's how Skate 1 was.
Yeah, you don't know nothing.
When you go from Tony Hawk to that, you're like, how do I do anything?
Yeah.
And then you learn it and then you can do it like without even trying anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but yeah, Project Session is pretty cool. It looks like shit, but it's a Kickstarter game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from a company that's not even like big.
Yeah.
It's a really small company, like indie company, if you would call it. Like, it looks good for what it is.
Mm-hmm. It
looks like shit, but it's good for for the company that's doing it. It looks good.
You can do like reverts and stuff in there too.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah, it's super cool. I like that. I like that style. I want to play more of the demo. I was thinking of making a gameplay out of it, just fucking around, whatever. Mm-hmm. That, and I got my couch finally.
Oh, nice.
That's another reason why I waited to play God of War. I think I waited one day to get my couch.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
I got that. That's pretty much it. That's all I could think of for anything, like, rumored, I guess. I know Shadow of the Tomb Raider is going to come out soon.
Oh, okay.
I think it's coming out in September also.
Oh, really?
It's going to compete with Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's not on a compete. It's on a lose.
Fuck yeah. I think Spider-Man will foreshadow or overshadow Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there will be people that get it. Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure I'll be the person to get it when it comes out, but Spider-Man, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone should just back their games off for Spider-Man.
For real.
Oh, we got that. Did we get a Smash trailer? Or we just have that teaser, huh?
I think just that teaser.
Hmm. Yeah, I know they're coming out with... They're going to have live demos at
E3. Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be cool. And Xbox says they're going to release about, like, 17 exclusives at E3.
Wow.
But last E3, they literally said every game was exclusive, and it came to PlayStation. Like, it was so weird.
PlayStation's like, nah, I'm going to change that. I'm buying all those games.
But, yeah, it was... And Xbox isn't going to have their presentation at the Staples Center or whatever. It's like the E3 Center.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have it at a different location at their Microsoft Center.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to be pretty cool. I wonder what they're going to bring to the game. I really hope they come out with games.
Mm-hmm.
That's really helpful. Oh, that's another thing, too. Did you see that new Xbox controller they came out with?
I remember you sent me it, but I didn't look at it yet.
Yeah, dude, I think that's really cool. Like, Xbox is doing really cool stuff for, like, other ideas,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have any games.
Yeah.
Like, but Xbox made, like, this gamepad controller for, like, disabled people.
Oh, that's cool.
Like, people that have, like, only, like, a limb as an arm. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't have fingers or hands to grab the controller.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have, like, a mouse pad, like a nunchuck, like Wii nunchuck controller and stuff. Like, they have all these sorts of tools that you can buy for, like, disabled people.
That's really cool.
Yeah, dude, it's so sick. Like, the idea is so dope. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really cool.
To be able to create something like that, like, is really awesome because now, like, those people that can't play games
mm-hmm.
can play them now.
Yeah.
That's so sick.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's like, dang, like, I never really thought about that. Like,
mm-hmm.
I never thought about, like, dang, like, how do people without, like, hands, like, play video games? Like, dang, that must suck. Like, they can only watch videos.
Mm-hmm.
But now they can experience it.
Yeah.
I was about to say, imagine experiencing God of War, but it's fucking Xbox, dude. Yeah. But, yeah, dude, I think that's really cool. That's so sick.
Did you ever play that Nintendo Labo when it came out?
No, dude, I was going to get it, though.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I wanted
to. It was expensive, wasn't it? It was like 70 or 80 bucks for just one of them.
Yeah, but I think I was going to get them both for like 50 and 60 bucks with that 20% off thing.
Yeah.
I was going to get it, but I was like, nah, I really just wanted the piano.
Oh, okay.
That thing was awesome.
That one looks really cool.
Yeah. That one's,
you can make, like, beats and stuff with it,
mm-hmm.
too.
That one seems so sick. Everyone seems like they're having fun with it. I do want mm-hmm. one, but...
You can even use, like, just pieces of paper to make beats with, too.
Oh, really?
Put it in there. Yeah, I was watching some guy, like, he made a song with it.
That's dope.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
There's, they got the composer... That did the Game of Thrones theme song to make the theme of the Game of Thrones theme on the Nintendo Labo piano.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude, I thought that was so sick. I was like, what?
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I can't even do it. Oh, like that video, the God of War guy?
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That video is so funny. Fuck, but... Yeah, I can't think of anything pretty much. Like, what we've been doing, what we can procrastinate on.
Yeah, I've just been doing homework.
Yeah, I really want to skate more, but gotta watch the pool guys.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God I have video games to play while they're watching it, while they're doing shit. Yeah, I've been playing a lot of PC. All my friends. Oh, I made a new friend on PC.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was weird because one day I was like, "What the heck? Who's Goku in the Discord?" And they're like, "It's me." I was like, "Oh, dude, what's up, dude? How you been? Like, I never met that guy before." Yeah. And then he was like, "Sup, dude?" And I was like, "Sup, man." My new best friend now, all right? And he was like, all right then. Then for some reason, I swear to God, someone called him Luis, and he replied.
What the hell?
Like, someone called him Luis, and then so I called him Luis. And then one day he was like, Carlos, who the fuck is Luis? I was like, Goku. He's like, my name's not Luis. I was like, what it is now?
Yeah, well, it is now.
And then, so yeah, his name's Luis. He's like super cool ass homie. Shout out to that guy.
That's tight.
But yeah, freaking, yeah, that's pretty much it. I helped Miguel with his fucking exhaust with his car. Oh, that's like a car thing that I did while I was while we've been gone. That's a car thing I did.
So now you can talk to Jeremy and all that.
I know, now I could be cool.
Yeah.
Now I know car parts. Yeah. But yeah, what's another thing? Like, yeah, Han Solo's coming out this Friday. That's what we got planned, right?
If I'm done with school.
True. I know, but yeah, that's pretty much going to be the podcast because you don't got any news, huh? Newsworthy?
Yeah.
Probably take notes down. But that's pretty much it for the local podcast. It's been so long since we said that.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts my heart.
Yeah.
We got to get back on that.
It's been a long time. And we say that every time and we never do.
I know. Well, I mean, it's good that if you guys like the podcast, like you pretty much just, if you got it this far, you pretty much just listen to us catch up.
Yeah. And mustard.
Yeah, I get it, but all you guys really did was just listen to us fucking ramble about shit. But
everybody's gonna watch it just for that little joke.
Yeah. I hope so. But well, I mean, thanks for listening. I can't think of an outro. It's so weird.
I can't think of anything either.
I mean, if you like the podcast, leave a like. If you have something to tell us, just leave a comment or leave a rating, like whatever you're listening to us
topic
on.
Topic or something.
Fuck, we didn't even do the intro.
Yeah.
What a shitty-ass outro.
Whatever.
No! But, yeah, I guess if you made it this far, thanks for listening. And that's the podcast, local podcast.
Bye-bye.